Nestle Waters is the same company Wisconsin citizens groups fought a two-year battle with to block a water bottling plant in Adams County. When the company lost, it left the state and built its Ice Mountain spring water plant in Michigan instead. Now the same lawyers that challenged Nestle in Wisconsin accuse the company of charging a premium price for pure spring water they say really isn't spring water. Madison attorney Glenn Stoddard says the Michigan plant is using wells that draw on groundwater near a spring, but he says that doesn't live up to federal standards.
Spring water is water moving from the aquifer to a spring where it goes to the surface, and it has to be intercepted by the bottler at that location in order for it to qualify as spring water.
But a spokesperson for Nestle Waters, Lynn Morgan, says the lawsuit is unfounded. She says federal rules only require the water come from wells connected to the spring.
Every bottle of Ice Mountain that we produce meets the federal definition of spring water.
But Stoddard says the company is filling some of its bottles from a well in the bottling plant that is miles from any spring. He hopes to expand the suit into a class action lawsuit that would force the company to change its label and refund money to consumers he says didn't get the spring water they paid for. Meanwhile, Nestle is appealing a decision by a Michigan judge that would shut the Ice Mountain plant down. That ruling found the plant's high-capacity pumps were damaging a nearby stream and wetlands by pumping 400 gallons a minute from the aquifer. The plant is still operating until the state appeals court rules. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.